come, and he was coming, and he was coming, until the point where he lost faith. He realized the present situation, and he began to sing. As we sing the song, to me, it shouldn't be just the words of the song and the melody and the sweetness of it. It should be that in the circumstances and the storms that come, I will be able to look and see Jesus on that sea, in that storm, beckoning on me and saying, come. And I will come without looking at the reality of ground, that I might not sink.
Amen. Hallelujah. We'll sing that song again. There's a scripture this morning the Lord was dropping in my heart, some scriptures. And I believe that from what our sister had just said, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The word is remembered. Hallelujah. He said that the Lord remembered Noah.
Hallelujah.
And when you look at the situation of Noah, there were storms. Hallelujah. Huh? The waters came. Hallelujah. There was trouble coming. But the Lord preserved them. Even in that preservation. Hallelujah. It was like, God, when will this flood be over? Hallelujah. Amen. When will it end? When will it give way? And the Bible said that, and the Lord remembered Noah. And he caused the winds to blow. Hallelujah. He moved the waters. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He moved everything that should be moved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. On their behalf.
Amen.
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 The Bible said something about Rachel. And she was barren. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord was telling me that it's not that he does forget. God does not forget.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The only thing he forgets is your sin when he forgets you. Hallelujah. Every other trouble you go through, he knows them.
Hallelujah.
And they come to his mind, and the appointed time, he remembers you. Hallelujah. Amen. He remembered Rachel. He remembered Rebecca. He remembered Hannah. Hallelujah. Amen. And he opened their womb. And I believe, brethren, the Lord is saying to some of us here this morning, that the Lord is remembering you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That no matter the storm, no matter the situation, that the Lord has remembered you.
Amen.
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 So let's take this song one more time and just bless him and worship him.
If you want to respond to that word, you can stand. Exercise yourself. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Masatayana. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 God, that this anointing you have given to us. Hallelujah. Lord, that there will be a good benefit of this anointing this morning. Hallelujah. For your word says that it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. Therefore, Lord, we come to lay hold on the full benefit of this anointing this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. For Lord, I see your people opening up to you in the spirit and crying out that this anointing might be released into their being. Oh, my Father, that you will hear us from your glorious throne this morning. And Lord, that you will pour out your anointing upon your people today. Lord, the anointing that will shatter the powers of darkness. That anointing that will break the power of rebellion within the realm of the soul. The anointing that will not remove the bonds and the coverings over the realm of the mind. That it is unable to receive of God. Lord, this morning, Lord, let that anointing begin to come down. Touch is a beauty. Hallelujah. And anyone close to you just that is not feeling well. Hallelujah. For this is the hour to receive your deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we pray. Let this anointing touch our brethren right now. Let the power of God begin to move in their bodies. In the name of Jesus. And we rebuke the power of this infirmity. Vanity be joined this very hour. God, let our brethren be set free in the name of Jesus. Lord, this is the hour to remember Zion. Lord, we ask that you will remember your people. My God, and bring restoration, and bring deliverance, and bring healing upon the bodies of your people, my Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Therefore, we speak to you, say, recover. Be made whole. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. In the name of Jesus, let your body begin to receive life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. But we thank you because we know you have done it. Oh yes, Lord, we receive it. We receive it. We receive it with thanksgiving. Oh, hallelujah. Brother, let's just thank the Lord this morning. Let's thank you. I have it right within my heart that the Lord has heard the cries of his people. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we pray for Sister Comfort. In the name of Jesus. Say, receive your healing. Whatever is responsible, we exterminate it from this body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Every work of sorcery, witchcraft, whatever you represent, the fairy darts of the wicked, this morning we rebuke you. We say your destination shall not be on this body. In the name of Jesus, we send fire after you for judgment. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we say, Sister Comfort, be healed.
Right?
Recover your full strength. Let the baby in your womb receive strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord, for doing it. Let strength return. Let strength return right now. Let life return. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
By faith. You know what by feeling, we have done the work now. So it doesn't matter how our bodies are. The work is not by feeling. The work is by faith. The just shall live by faith. I begin to walk as God wants me to walk. And not how I feel. Because that feeling will matter to me. And the Lord shall become Lord to have our bodies.
Amen. Father, we thank you for the storms. We thank you for the arrows of the enemy. We thank you for the tribulation. For we know that they are agents to bring us closer to you. Lord, we pray that you might get our attention.
Amen.
We thank you, for you are the Father, you are the Lord of the storm, you are the Lord of all the raging. For you said, the nations, why did the nations rage? Or the people imagine a vain thing? So, Lord, we receive grace to soar with you.
Amen.
Above the storm.
Amen.
We thank you for the storms that we see, for the Egyptians that we see.
Hallelujah.
We receive your word. We receive the assurance that we shall see them no more.
Amen.
Lord, we receive grace to lift up our eyes unto you. Lord, we receive the strength to be focused on you.
Amen.
To see your beautiful face.
Amen.
And we ask, oh God, show us your glory.
Amen.
Show us your glory, oh God.
Amen.
Let all these other things fade.
Hallelujah.
Only one vision we want to see.
Oh, yes.
And that is your face. To see a lovely face ever before our eyes.
Amen.
This is our cry. This is our only prayer. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We bring every other vision, every other idol. We say, oh God, let your fire burn them.
Amen.
Let it consume. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we say before you, we shall not die like other men. For you have created us to be kings.
Hallelujah.
You called us Elohim. Because you are the Jehovah of the Elohim. Elohim Jehovah. The eternal one. The self-sufficient Almighty El Shaddai. The governor of the heavens. Who is a mighty God like you? We come to you that he might quicken us in you. to begin to walk upon the storms.
Amen.
To walk upon the high places.
Amen.
To walk upon our desolations.
Amen.
We might make them to become like that garden. Fruitful. Receive the fruitfulness. Receive the authority and the ability to abound. To flourish. To go forward. And to walk strong in you.
Amen.
We rebuke that spirit of intimidation.
Amen.
The spirit of timidity.
Amen.
We receive the sound mind, the bold mind.
Amen.
That which righteousness brings, we receive it.
Amen.
So the righteous are as bold as a lion.
Amen.
We receive that grace to be bold.
Amen.
In the spirit.
Amen.
But say that know their God. Shall be strong.
Amen.
Shall walk strong and do exploits.
Amen.
Lord, receive that testimony.
Amen.
That the weakest one shall be like David among us. And the strong one shall be like God. Blessed be your name. We pray you might break your word again to us. That wine that maketh glad the heart, that strengtheneth the heart. Even the new wine. Whilst that you might bring it to us, O God. Cause us to partake of it. That word that bringeth energy and strength in the inward man. That which is able to quicken the man to rise up and to stand among his lot, among the sons of God. Even in these later times. We receive that supernatural energy. Even that which the tree of life gives, we come to partake, O God. That hidden manner, we receive it, O God, from you. That we will stand before our enemies and we will beat them small. We will bring forth the headstones shouting, grace, grace. Lord, where we have fallen, we shall no longer fall.
Amen.
We shall stand to overcome the Goliath. And we will bring the head of Goliath as a trophy.
Oh, yes.
And this ruling spirit, this spirit that have ruled in the ancestry, that we will have victory over them.
Amen.
We will put our leg upon their neck.
Amen.
And we will dance upon the serpents and the scorpions.
Amen.
And they shall not hurt us. We just bless your name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 If you don't have a job, you have one now. Amen.
Amen.
So you can fill in the other ones. Amen. Hallelujah. There is much bread in the house. You know, Bethlehem is the place of bread. You know, so and bread means strength. Amen. Amen. So we'll be looking at I just want to conclude. Well, I hope. The word we'll be having, this is the third, I don't know, is it the third Sunday? I don't know. But this is the third time. The first one we talked about the tabernacle and the mind or the soul. That was the first one. And then last Sunday, we moved forward. We talked about the tabernacle and the soul and the mind. But in relation to the natural man, that is the Philistine. We used the Philistines as a model to look at the natural man. Amen. So the first two are introductions to today. Today, we are looking at the part three of the teaching on the tabernacle and the soul, which is the mind. That's part three. And today we're looking at the natural man and his appetites. Amen. The natural man and his appetites. Amen. How do we overcome? We're looking at how to overcome. And
you know, in the first two times we talked about it, we were able to show, I hope, that the mind, that we are the tabernacle. So the things that we're learning in the morning, this is the application. Amen. Even though your morning will try to apply it, the application is in the spirit. Last week, Wednesday, for me, was a very landmark one that Brother Hubert brought. I don't know some of us, I don't know if we're here, when we come to fellowship, I don't know if you're here, but I do here, and I can recommend to you that was a landmark one. And it's landmark because it is taking me beyond the first. See, there's a first realm, the natural realm, and I'm a man of the first natural realm. Even from my name, you know, I'm a man of the natural realm. You know, when you operate on the natural realm, you use reason. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. But 1 + 1 = 1 in another dimension. Amen. So if you're like me, I want to encourage you to listen to that word. Say, lift up your eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In this room is another dimension. Amen. And if you and I continue to function as though there is only one dimension, we will be responding to the devil, we'll be reacting to the devil. Amen. Amen. Say amen now. Because the mind has another dimension. There's what they call the spiritual mind. Some people call it consciousness, the unconscious mind. It functions, it is active, and the Bible says, it talks about, it's the scripture that talks about what it calls the defilement of the spirit. There are defilements of the body. You can deal with those ones easily. An example of the defilement of the spirit is in the dream. You see yourself walking naked on the road. You see yourself flying, doing some things. That's an indication to you of what is happening in another reality of life that is not ordinarily open to natural mind. Amen. But the devil wants you to operate at the natural while he's operating at the spiritual. How can you run with the footmen? And then you are now walking with the horses. You can't. So many of us are not able to have an answer because, like me, I've been like the Philistine, a man of the earth, a man of the natural. You know, there's a brother, isn't it? His name is what? It's not Thomas. Is it Thomas? Uh-huh. Okay. That's me. Natural. Unless I see it, I will not believe. It is only what I see naturally that believes in this, that is operating in this world. But brethren, God is advertising to us to lift up our eyes. To know that there is another reality. Right where we are. Hallelujah. Amen. And that reality is even within you. You look at yourself, you are walking around, but there's a reality within you. If the time comes, what you find is your soul steps out of your body. Looking at your body on the ground. I think there's some people who have been there before in this room. Yes. You step out of your body, the body is on the ground. And you are going, they say, go back. You go and enter the body again. And there are some people who are in that place. Yes. Amen. Yes. We want to speak to that. Because that's the real you. That's the reality. Amen.
Amen.
There is a reality beyond the natural. And the devil wants me and you to just operate at that natural, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we are children, we can, that is enough for us. Milk. That becomes a milk. But there is a place where we are now is no longer milk. Milk cannot deal with this thing because the devil is now mad. He's wild. Hallelujah. So The Bible says, we saw it last week, that while Israel was on the valley, where was the Philistines? They were in the mountain. Hallelujah. So the first law to winning the war is to change the tactics. Amen. Refuse to fight in the valley. Can we say, I refuse to fight in the valley?
I refuse to fight in the valley.
Don't be annoyed with me. It's just somebody that said I should say it.
Amen.
Amen.
I refuse to fight in the valley.
I refuse to fight in the valley.
Do you know what is the valley? The valley is that natural man.
Amen. Everything is natural.
Amen. It's only what you see. The doctor gives you a report. Say, you have diabetes. Say, okay, I agree. I have diabetes.
That's in the valley. Amen.
Amen.
The spiritual man will take the report and go to God. And say, okay. Father, I have come. 3 days fast.
Let me go and talk to my father and see if this report is correct.
That's a man that is fighting in the mountain. Amen.
Amen.
This is the doctor's report. God, what is your own report? Amen.
And when God gives you your report, you will hear the doctor's report. Say, God,
it's not for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is he real?
Yes.
Now, medical science, we are swallowing our pride. Yes, we are teaching alternative medicine.
Say amen now. Yes, yes.
Because there is something beyond all this APC and tablet thing. There's another realm of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we are beginning to bring it on. And the people of God must be wise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To realize that there is another level of war. Amen.
Amen.
So we're talking about appetite. And last week, they told us the things that bind us are the good things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the good things that bind us. And we just want to look at some of those things. Let me stop preaching like Isaac. And do my own.
Amen. So we have two drawings here for reference. This one is too long now. It's too long.
It's more than 100 pages.
Okay, I will use this. I said it will be 100. Okay. So these are the two tabernacles. Huh? This is the one you guys are teaching us. Of Moses, the first one. And this is the other one. The tabernacle of the... Any one you like, take. Okay, so there are two tabernacles. This one we know very well. Okay, so we know about these two, and then the entrance by the east. Okay, and we know the things there. But our concern is with this other one. There are four thrones. There are four thrones in this tabernacle.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the highest point on this one is a box called... This box is the mind. This box is the mind.
Okay.
In other words, this box begins the journey here. And they say here is an altar. Okay. This is the mind. Okay, or if you like, if you say it's the mind,
or is it so? You'll be correct.
Amen.
So you begin the journey, and then you are going all the way.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, so there are three things here. You know about the pot of manna, you know about the tablet, and then you know about the restaurant. It's all within. All within.
Amen.
So in this drawing, we have the mind here, and then that is our ego. That's our ego. And there is a king that rules over the mind. Another one rules over the desires. Okay, another one rules over the emotions. We know this one is like a lion, isn't it? Okay, this one is like an ego. And then this one is like the fallen man. The fallen man. And represented by the serpent. It's headband. Because it's headband. In other words, this is the Philistine, do not. The Philistine is headband, do not. So this is the natural man. In other words, this is me. Okay? The emotion you know looks like a lion, and then you have the wheel, and then you have the ox. Yeah. Okay, but there's something I want to show. And then when you bring it to the middle, you have the heart. Okay, when you bring all of them together,
it is the heart. Now, the first scripture I want to read is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Verse 4.
What does it say?
Okay. I'm interested in that phrase. In whom the God of this world. Okay.
Has blinded the mind of them that do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine.
What do I want to bring out? I want to bring out
that this natural world is ruled by a God. If you agree, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, not many people agree. Okay, this natural world is ruled by another world. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the scripture that will help us is in Daniel. What does it say in Daniel? That the heavens rule over the affairs of men. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, as a natural man, as a man who is born in Port Harcourt, I'm going to school, I'm going to work.
I must be aware that there is another kingdom that is physically and in reality has something to do with me.
Amen. When I am making my plan
I'm making a budget for those who make a budget for what month is this one? July. I make my budget. Brother Paul says, I'll be a foolish man if I neglect the devil. Because the devil is the god of this world. I am operating in his. Amen. Now, some of us operate as though there is no spiritual reality. And that is a Philistine. That's a natural man.
When you are sick, hospital. Hospital is good. But please, can you take note that there is a God of this world? That is amen.
Amen.
And that this God of this world has authority over the body. Is that correct?
Yes.
The devil has authority over the body. Now, can we find scripture? Yes, there's a brother called Job. Job was a brother. Was he a brother?
Yes.
But God allowed his physical things to be touched, including his body. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, and God expects you and I to have authority over our body.
Amen.
Just like we should have authority over our soul, just like we also know that there is also the realm of the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I know God created Adam, what did he say? Have authority. How many people want to reclaim their authority in your life? You want to claim back your authority?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And God has made me to have authority over this operation. This operation. And I am beginning to see things I didn't see before. That there is another realm that is active with spirit. Amen. Say amen now. And as our eyes begin to open, as we become more sensitive to that world, amen, we will begin to see and begin to engage in spiritual warfare. We will fight not as one that beats it about the bush, but we will know what we are fighting. Amen. Hallelujah. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Paul said, I do not fight like one that beats it about the bush. Amen. A young man, he went to school, went to university. On his way to youth service, he died. Had an accident and died. Say, Federal Road Safety Commission. Which road commission anywhere? Amen.
Amen!
You cannot take it on face value. In the village, say, we shall find out. Me, I'm not finding out. I already know.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
There is another realm. There is another place where something is speaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That thing that is speaking is called altars. See them here. There are altars. And they are speaking. Amen.
Amen.
And the altar must be serviced by blood.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Altar must be satisfied by God. So not my God.
Amen.
Not my God's word, they say, not my own. Have you seen the signboard somewhere?
Yes.
Not my own. They are just capitalizing on the principle. But not my own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil has given a decree for blood. He needs blood now. Amen. There is another blood that is covering me. Amen. So I'm just trying to bring out the principle, brethren, that God Himself recognizes that there is another kingdom that is ruled. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
Okay, can we go to Ephesians chapter 6? We'll just see a little bit of that kingdom. He said, what has this got to do with appetite? Very, very much. Very, very much. Because behind every appetite, there is a throne. There is an altar. There is a spirit. Amen. Okay, the amen is not very strong. Alright, Ephesians 6. What does it say? I say you should go to verse 10, brother. Okay, be strong. Say, put on the whole armor of God. Okay?
Thou mightest sign what? The wiles. You know that word wile means continuous warfare. After this meeting, we look at that again. Now they are outside. They're outside. Now is their time. Now is your time, and you better use it well. Tell your friend, use it well. This is the whole time, use it well. Because outside is the hour of that. You need the energy to deal with the wiles of the, and it comes different ways. But our God is strong. Look at verse 12. For what? We wrestle not what? Against flesh. That is the Philistine man. And I'm number one. Paul said, I am chief. We are only looking at the natural. Okay? You get to your car, you drive off, you are just looking at the natural. The road is good. The road is good. You look at the weather report, they say it's good. Today is a beautiful day. My brother, have you got heaven's report? Do you have the report of heaven on today? Amen. Amen. You have heard all the news, but have you heard the good news? Have you listened to Radio Heaven that day to know what is reported? They say, is it those who are those boys? They say, Ukraine Road is free. What is the number? My career is free. You know what? You know what? There is no job. Don't go there. Have you heard heaven's reports? Amen.
Which road that is?
Which road that is free? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says to rest not against what? Flesh. But against what? Principalities. Principalities means princes that rule over parties. Parties means region. Example, River State. Example, Port Harcourt. But more importantly, over the soul.
Amen.
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 Over the body. There are spirits that rule over the body. Their job is to break, they are examining the body to see how they can advance more disease. Did you say amen? Okay, you shouldn't say amen. Okay, they not rebuke you. They have a laboratory in the spirit. They are examining the body. They are examining their body. So how are we going to bring more diabetes? See this one, his grandfather had prostate. His great grandfather had cancer. Prostate for cancer means death, this one. You think it's a joke? Yes, they're examining. So when you are eating granite, be careful how you eat the granite. Amen. Because this one does not come out but by fasting and prayer. You must come up, you must come up to the mountain where they are. I begin to look eye to eye. Amen.
Amen.
So there are principalities. Those are strong spirits. They rule over regions. And if you are born in Port Harcourt, you are born under the territory of that spirit. By spiritual law, you belong to him. Amen. But you can say no. Say that I belong to Jesus.
Amen.
Well, if you belong to Jesus, he will want to make sure. So you may come and knock on your door. You know, are you still there? It's a very weird and don't belong to you. You say, okay, how about the last thing that is that cooker that is there? You are using the cooker. Amen.
Amen.
So we need to search and make sure that everything that belongs to that spirit say, carry go. I know what again, carry go. And nobody, you come the money. But you are still so. Alone means return the money. Put it in the envelope. I said that. So I need to marry again. You return the money. You cannot have the money. I say you don't want to marry. You must return the money. That's when the man, that's when the spirit knows that you have finally rejected. Amen.
Amen.
So for some of us, Christianity is just a dance, dance, dance. No. It's not dance, dance. Because Revelation chapter 9 tells us something that there are spirits now running wild. They call them local spirits.
Amen. Yes.
Some of them carry diabetes. They carry hypertension. They carry death, pestilence, murder, famine. So they are looking for who they will cut down. Amen. Oh yeah. Let's go now. Sorry. Let's go. We'll come back. You look at Revelation 9. It's important. It's not a matter of saying he that dwelleth, it's not quoting scripture. It is living the scripture.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Are you living the scripture? Are you abiding? It's when you make the Lord your habitation that the scripture starts working.
Amen.
Because he has made the Lord his habitation. Therefore,
oh, yes.
It's not just quoting. You must make the Lord your habitation. Are you living? Are you living? It says the name of the Lord is what? A strong tower, and the righteous are inside it. Amen.
Amen.
That's where protection comes. Say, hide yourself until what? There is a place where the soul is hidden. Amen. Okay, look at this now. Verse 4. And that, verse 3, okay, here. And it was commanded them that they should what? They should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, nor the tree, but only those men who do what? Do not have the seal of God. Where? Forehead is mine, though. And that is what the tabernacle is talking about. Amen. We are talking about the sealing on the forehead. Amen. The sealing. Amen. Alright, let's look at it. Let's go to 7. Look at Revelation 7. We're talking about the appetite. You know, the emotions. The appetite deal with the two, this one. And it's called passion. And this one is headband, so this is the lowest part of the soul. The lowest is what? Is desire. And here you have entertainment. Here you have PhD. And the other things. Amen. Okay, so let's look at that. What does it say? After this, I saw angels or the four corners of the earth. The four corners of the earth are here. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are angels standing over the realms of the soul. And what are they there for? To bring blessings. They want to say. They are there to do what? To destroy. To bring destruction. Amen. So there is something working. Now, if God opens your eye in the spirit, you will see the working of the devil to bring destruction. Amen. And when you see it, to make you to wake up. It will make you not to be at ease. Okay. He said, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having what? The seal of the living God. That's the ministry of the word. Amen. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hunt the earth and the sea. He said, saying, hunt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees. Till what? We have sealed the servants of God in their forehead. So there's a sealing. Amen. And the sealing going on within. Who is responsible for the sealing? You and I, we are responsible that we are sealed. Amen. So what he's saying is, if you put this together with chapter 9, what does it mean? It means that there are spirits rocking around. They're holding a bed, but they're no green. Eh? They're saying, hold on. The time say, no, we want more blood. They're pressing. Do you know that scripture? Lot. Is it Lot?
Yes.
That man?
Yes.
They were around his house. They were pressing. Even you and you, is it not so? Which one? They were pressing. He said, let's bring my daughter. We don't want their daughter. It's those men we want. There's a press in the spirit. Hallelujah. Are you aware that there's a press in the spirit? Can you feel? These spirits are not following Bugo. They just try and draw the lights. We are going to call up the emergency. Say, all right, now just hang on. Now they are brought it back again. Yeah. They are going to relax. We have overcome. Just when you want to overcome. So we'll see there. How many dead? 84 dead, meaning fighting for their life. And he said the man is a gallant soldier of ISIS. Do you know the next soldier? Do you know? Do you know that he has come to lodge your hotel presidential? Yes. Do you know whether he's lodging the hotel presidential? Or he's living behind your house? Nobody knew that one until he blew the bomb. So that's why I tell you there's a third world war on. And it can happen anytime, any place, any time. Just when you are bringing your hand down, some men rise up, they say, want to make you cool. Before they finish, how many? Above 100. Eh? Did that, over the streets, blood. Somebody wants blood for a purpose. They're not my blood.
Hallelujah. So the blood has the energy. Somebody wants that energy. And what he wants to do is to establish himself to rule. Alright? But somebody else should be sealed. You understand? There's also a sealing going on. Hallelujah. And he says that sealing is by a man coming from the east. Coming from the mind of God, the ministry, the word that God is bringing, that is receiving. Amen. Amen. So we should be opening our heart to be received the sealing. Because if we are not sealed, that spirit will get us. Say amen. You know what happened in Egypt? Everybody that was outside was taken by the spirit. But the Bible says, when I see the blood, I will pass over. So what I'm trying to show is that there is a spiritual realm. Let's go back to Ephesians. There is a realm of spirits. And this realm of spirit has God on one side and the devil on the other side. It's called the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Amen. We are aligning with the kingdom of light. Therefore, we are enemies to the kingdom of darkness. In other words, I have declared war. Can there be a gentle Christian? I don't want war. I only want to be blessed. Devil, go and carry your things and go. I'm a good man. I don't want trouble. My children should go to school and come back and marry and marry. Go to work, get my salary, end of the day. Everything fine. The Lord is good all the time. Brother, is there anything like that? There is a man walking. He says, you won't go very far.
I'm married to Jesus.
Amen. Okay, the brother says, I am married to Jesus. My husband is coming to take me away.
That's
the one
I saw.
That was when there was oil boom. Now, oil has run.
The register said, when will you come? The thing has gone to 360.
And somebody, now they are saying, leave it. They're not even sure where it's going to land. Don't you understand? Yes. The last dollar exchange is 360.
It's going to 365. Let's go and have $5 to come down. Amen. Someone tell me the principle, they share what they get. Anything they come and get at the month is what they share. So salaries are going from 35 billion every month to 2 billion every month. Oh, brother, you know that? Yes. States are getting 35 before, billion, like your state. The money was nothing, everywhere. Oh, military, army, nobody. Do you have any idea today? No more military, army, because the thing is down to 2 billion. Yes. So, the locals are running wild. We went to the village to go and test people. You see young men, hypertension. Young men, blood pressure. Their blood pressure, 200. What is going on? Not just one. Almost everybody. In the village. Gary, a cup of Gary is 200. You know that? That's rubber. It's how many? 200. How many people can buy it?
Okay, it's even higher. I don't know. Amen. So what we're saying, brethren, is that if we run with the footmen, we need to be aware that there is another realm of spirit that we're looking at. He says, power against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Then the real one says, against spiritual wickedness in high. Where are those high places? The high places are in the soul, in the mind. Say, casting that imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against what? The knowledge of God. It's in the mind. That's where the war is. Amen.
Oh, yes, amen.
So, I need to wake up. I need to wake up. When I have a habit, I should be very careful. Because the spirit is going to enter that habit. And you become a certain thing. I don't need to help me. Food is good. But that desire, that love for food can become what they call gluttony. Gluttony is a twin spirit. In fact, triple spirit. It goes with the spirit of what? Greed. And greed doesn't stop alone, though. It will open up to uncleanness. Gluttony, greed, uncleanness. Another spirit say, how about me now? Violence will enter into it. You are talking another one, covetousness. The human say, how about me, alcohol? So you can try this one. Then the other one. What am I going to say? Drugs. Amen. What am I saying, brethren? That I have a body. The good habit cannot be left alone. A spirit will enter. Yes. A spirit enters. It's not just a question of good habits. Look behind. You have the powers. We call them powers. What do you think powers are? These are spirits that rule lifestyle. They change the lifestyle. They change the way, values. Alright? Amen. And you look inside, there's a spirit. How you know? When you see everybody wheeling on the road and facing the road. You are driving, but the man is chasing you and he is very comfortable. In fact, you are a stupid man. What are you doing? You know a spirit and enter. If you believe, you say amen. They say in the middle of the road. I thought it was only in Nigeria. When I went there, I saw the thing in front of me. Like, I almost felt, hey! So there is a spirit of uncleanness that has broken loose. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, do not touch the world. When you touch the world, you touch the spirit. That's where I'm going to. Okay, let's look at the scripture. Judges 14. Judges 14. Chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. We are looking at appetite. This is the appetite of men of God, of people of God. We are not looking at unbelievers. So this is me now. I'm telling you about myself. And I hope, are you inside also?
Yes.
Okay, all right, we are many. All right, good. So let's look now. Samson. What does Samson mean? Brother, you know. It must have been good then. Samson, you check it. Went down to Timnath. And what did he do? He saw a woman in Timnath. Where? Of the daughters of Israel. What is the man of God doing with the daughters of Israel? What is the man of God doing with the daughters of Israel? Okay, so he went for a search.
Remember, it's let me see what they are doing. That's what brings up. Let me see what they are doing. This is that. Amen. Let me look at that channel. Let me see what they are not doing. Don't forget what they are doing. Don't go there. Because when you go there, check out the right trouble. Okay, verse 2. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, you can see a woman and you look at that. There's no problem. They see where it is going to land. Where has it landed? Get her for me for my life. So now, it's no longer ordinary like. That liking has now entered wife. And that is a direct opposite of what was said. Amen.
Amen.
We'll read Judges chapter 2. He said, then Saul and his mother said, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all thy people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistine? That was enough money. But to show you that his spirit has entered, what did he say? Now, therefore. Okay, say, get her for me, for she emotioned me well. Okay, that's that. You no longer desire, but the emotion has joined. Alright? So, is it possible that a brother is liking what he should not like? What is it called? The English word is lust. It's excessive desire of what God hates or is an abomination. Now, if God hates it and I like it, then there's a spirit inside. Agree?
Yes.
God hates it. Then normally I should also hate it. But when I now have pleasure in it, then there is a spirit who doesn't like God who has entered.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Where do you find that spirit? That spirit is now here. Yes. So you can say this is. It's not rolling, it's not driving this machine. Have you heard that? Where is the girl now? So we are the ones driving this machine now. So what is your name? Our name is Asmodi. My name is Asmodi. Say, shut up. Amen.
Amen.
We have done Asmodi. That's in the past. Now, look at the new one. Amen. There is a spirit in the emotions that are taken away. So, if we are going to dislodge the spirit, it requires energy.
Amen.
It requires force. Say amen now.
Amen.
It requires force. It requires strength. As a matter of fact, it has become a stronghold. Are we correct in that? Huh? That is it gas or gas? Stronghold. So this is number one level. In other words, the appetite will bring me into a stronghold. Amen. I become a prisoner. Hallelujah. Say amen now. Appetite is good. But see where it's going to end up with bringing Samson where? Inside bondage. Did it happen to Samson?
Yes.
And there are many Samsons in this room today. I'm one of them, though. I hope you know. I say, God, deliver your son.
Say amen now.
Amen.
Yes, shout it very well. Today is the deliverance time for Samson.
Amen.
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 Because Samson has been imprisoned by the Philistines. Amen. Alright, so that's number one scripture. We have seen the example of Samson. Let's go to the next one. Genesis 25. We'll see another appetite and see where how it goes. Brother says, if you want to overcome, desire nothing. Have you heard it before?
Yes.
Desire nothing. Can a man not desire anything? Can it be possible not to desire anything? Well, if you try very hard, you might find out that you can come to a place where you don't desire anything. It's what God gives you, you take.
Amen.
Amen. By the way, there's a trickle. If you desire, you carry it and put it on the altar and run away. You see, God is your own. If you give it back to me, I take it. If you want to have it, you can have it. Say amen now.
Amen.
That's the second hand level of going there. The one you like very much, you like his brother. His voice is like an angel. The sister, when she's walking, is like ground. She's like, you almost want to go and touch the ground. Carry that sister and that brother. She's also, what do you do to him? You bring him to the altar. I say, God, I give him to you. If you give me, I take him. But when you say, praise the Lord. If you give me, I take. If you don't give me, you take it. You take her. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
That is called bringing it upon the Lord. You cast it. Okay, so where are we now? We are Exodus 25, alright. Verse 27. Esau, did I say Esau? Genesis 25:27. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter and a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Esau loved what? Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his what? Venison. And then, verse 29. And Jacob sowed pottage. And Esau came from the field. And he was very hungry. We are talking about appetite now. Huh? Good. And what did the man say? And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Esau. Now, it doesn't stop like that. You don't just get the red pottage, the free of charge. There is something that goes with it. And that's what we are getting today. Jacob said what? Send me this day your bachelor. Look at the man of God, the firstborn of God. Guess, you see what he says. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point of death. Yes. And all you can tell him is birthright. Birthright. Does birthright bring food on the table? Bro, food. Does birthright, you never see that birthright bring food on the table? Eh? Say, I'm at the point to die. And what profit shall this bad time do to me? Many of us are there. That at the critical time, all the things of value, say, throw it away. What does it care? Amen. And Jacob said to him, swear to me this day. At that point, he said, rebuke, lose. The man says, and he swear to him. And he sold his bad joint to Jacob. Then Jacob gave him some bread and a pottage of lentils. And he did eat and was full and drank and rose up and went to sleep. Amen. It's not ordinary bad, right? Amen. Thus Esau despised. What was ruling? It was the appetite that was ruling. Okay? In other words, the appetite was stronger. But that's not the end of the matter. Let's go and see how what the Bible says about the matter
in Hebrews 12. Now let's get another version in Hebrews 12, verse 15.
Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Now, all of a sudden, Esau comes in. Alright, what does he say? Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. So it was not just birthright, other spirits have entered. Alright? Initially, he didn't know. He was just looking at birthright. But now the door is open. Fornicator. Profane mind. Alright? Verse 17. He went to a crusade and repented. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance. Though he sought it. May the Lord not bring me into this way. You understand? Repentance can come. Oh, Israel will repent, but you must go to Poland. They have gone to Poland, they have gone to Israel, they have cut their head off, they have done everything, they are repented, they are still repenting. You understand? Repentance, God will receive repentance, but there's a consequence to it. Amen. That's what happened. But that's not the end of the story. There's another one. Judges 6. Gideon. Brother, is this 6? Judges 6. Is this 6 or 7?
7. Okay, let's go. And please, if you are sleeping, wake the man up. Because you must hear this one.
If you are tired, the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Amen. But you must hear this one. 300. There's a selection of 300. After this, we will close. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Paul told me, he was somewhere, and God told him, you are at the drinking of the wine. This was about 2-3 years ago. God told him that you have not come to the place where men are drinking water. Appetite, be careful. I'm telling myself, my friend, be careful with appetite. Be careful how you respond to appetite. We select you. Can we say it again? How I respond to appetite will select me. Amen. God wanted to choose the real one to bring them to the water. Brother, are you there now? Can you find verse? What is it? No, go to 3. Let's see. Let's go to verse 3. In 1970, there were 32,000 in this hall. Yeah, I see. Very not of 32,000. Enter. Because there's no problem. Bring them to the water. Let them to the water. Amen. Look at this. Yeah, therefore, go proclaim the ears of the people, saying, whoever is careful, I feel, let them return. And depart early from Mount Gideon. And there return of the people 20,000 and 2,000. And there remain 10. That means there are 32,000. They were going to war. End time. This guy finishes the level. Amen. God says there's too many. Bring them down. Alright, verse 4. And the Lord said to Gideon, there are yet too many men. Bring them down onto the water. And I'll do what? And I will try them for thee there. And it shall be
that of whom I say unto you, this shall go with thee, the shame shall go with thee. And of whosoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water. The water is the word. Is that correct?
Yes.
It's the word you hear that is going to try you. How you respond to the word?
Amen.
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 Be careful how you respond to the word. Even the word you are hearing now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord said unto Gideon,
every man
that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dove lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down his knee to drink. God, strengthen thy knee.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at it now. And the verses, and the number of them that laughed, putting their hand to their mouth. That means they are bending down. They are looking. Is there anyone going to shoot me? They were using their hand to laugh. They were carrying the weapon on one hand and laughing. So they were agile. They did not submit to the design. Amen.
Amen.
But, okay, and the number of them that laughed, putting their hands to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to worship. They bowed down their knees to drink. And God says, by the 300 men that laughed, will I save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. And let the other people go, what? Every man to his house. Amen.
Amen.
How we respond to our appetite is going to separate the boys from the men. The problem is not the appetite. I'm looking for work, no work. I'm looking for food, no food. I'm looking for husband, no husband. I'm looking for car, no car. All those things. They are there, but it's the way you respond. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says the love of money. Did you say money is the root of all evil? Is it so?
Yes.
But is it what?
The bowing of the knee
to money. That is the root of all evil. Amen.
Amen.
I don't have clothes to wear. What is the problem? How do you react to the I don't have clothes to wear? Amen.
Amen.
There's a football match. Nigeria is playing here again. Arsenal. What is the problem? It's the way you are going to go around that whole business of Nigeria and Arsenal. That's the problem. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
People should ask and say amen. This is the way you react. 1 year ahead of time, you have got to buy TV because in 1 year, the year will play Arsenal. You've got to buy the biggest TV so that you can watch the match very well. Yeah. And then you have done other preparations to watch the Nigeria Arsenal match. Amen. People should say amen now. It is the spirit that is in question. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody ate food. But the man ate food and there was trouble. Alright? The man ate food and there was trouble. Hallelujah. So today, the burden is on the appetite. The appetite should not rule us. The Bible says, whose God is their belly? Amen. Now, to close, the reason for all this is that the Bible says we should not worship the beast or give life to the image of the beast. That's where it's from. Because any man that gives life to the image of the beast, God will cut him off. The image of the beast is the natural appetite, the natural man. I want to go to school. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be this. I want to do this. I want to make it. I want to be something. You know, when you're a young man, I want to express myself. What again? I want to be focused. What again? No problem with all those grammar. The problem is what? The spirit. The spirit in the world. There's a spirit in the world. Don't touch that spirit. A priest must not touch the spirit in the world.
Say amen now.
Hallelujah. Because if you touch that spirit, you are going to be defiled. The Bible says the priest must not touch a dead body. And everything you see around here, there is a spirit. There is even one among doctors, there is a spirit here. Amen.
Amen.
That spirit will not catch me. Amen.
Amen.
Anywhere, whether you're a lawyer, amen. Anywhere you put your hand, yeah, this is spirit. You want to get married? They say if you want it, this is it. You want that children? This is the way. Amen. You want that job? This is the price. So what would you do? So the Bible says, love not the world. It says, don't touch the spirit in the world. If you have to touch, then let it go. Praise God.
Amen.
Say, do not worship the beast or give life. Many of us are giving life. The internet has grown because of my subscription. Brother, you know, how many visitations? They count visitations. Say, 100 people have come here. You might say, now, wow, this thing I'm doing is good though. That's what they showed me the other way. I won't call the name. But one small girl that's making everybody to laugh. There's one small girl that's making everybody to laugh on the internet. Don't mention the name. But there's one small girl making everybody to laugh on the internet. Brian, they said, please help us to reach. So when you go there, you contribute. Take on the wood, on the wood. Amen. Be careful how you will give life to the image of this. Amen. Because we are strengthening the spirit to rule over us. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
Okay, to close. We are not closing. Number one. We are looking at how can I overcome?
Amen.
Okay, so we have looked at one sign. We are now looking at how can I overcome. How I overcome is when I do something.
It's called lifestyle. Lifestyle of pleasure seeking. Okay, sorry. Let me put it properly. Lifestyle of fun. I want to have fun. Let's go have fun. Very good. After this, let's go have fun. Be careful though. You have entered territory of Philistine. Fun seeking lifestyle. It must be offered as an offering. That's how to overcome. So let me write it. That lifestyle must be offered to God. By the way, that is the lifestyle of Ashkelon, isn't it? Mm. Wine. Wine is wine. The other one is seeking wine. That's a lifestyle of pleasure.
You, as an individual, you must come to the point, you say, God, I give it to you. My lifestyle will not be pleasure-seeking. The things that go around pleasure. Amen.
Amen.
I bring it as an offering. I don't have time where I've gone into it, but let me just mention that one. That's the first thing that has to go. The second thing that has to do is the hair of Samson. The hair of Samson, what happened? It began to grow. Samson was in prison, but his hair began to grow again. So what does it mean? God needs you to restore your consecration. Amen.
Amen.
You are in prison to that desire.
How can I get free from that desire, from that bondage? This is the way. One, say, God, I agree this lifestyle is killing me. I remember a brother mentioned, one popular evangelist, I won't mention his name, said, brother, these things are killing me. Have mercy on me. Pray that I will be delivered. His bedroom was from here to that wall. Have you gone there before? Somebody's bedroom was from here to that wall. It was a third evangelist. He had money, he could buy anything he could. Amen. But those things became a bondage. They say, God, deliver me. So a man must come to a point where he says, God, this lifestyle is killing me. I want to give it up. Take it. Amen.
Amen.
Then number two, the hair of Samson began to grow. What does that mean? Is that you remember who you are. And you go back to God. And you make a fresh consecration. Hallelujah. Say, God, I want to be free. Deliver me. You know, the hair speaks of the consecration. You need to give it back again to God. The, you know, their mind and all the things that go with it. Now, the third thing then, number three, is what? You must destroy the altar. Where do you find the altar? In the Father's house. Who can tell us who, where the Father's house is? Where is the Father's house? If you want to overcome the certain sin, you must destroy the altar in the Father's house. And that place is the mind. The Father's house is the mind. It's the soul. You say, God, there is an altar here. There are spirits ruling over the realm of my emotion. There are spirits ruling. It's not just my mind. There is a spirit moving my mind in the direction. Amen. God says, go and destroy. He told Gideon, go and destroy the altar. Amen. Hallelujah. That means you have to declare war. Say, well, this nature, this lifestyle must be overcome. No, amen.
Yeah.
Brother says, told us the story. He went to God and said, God, kill me or I die. Say, deliver me of this nature. Or it's not worth living. No need to be alive anymore. Hallelujah. It speaks of a desperation. Are you desperate? Is there a hunger to overcome the anger? To overcome the lust? To overcome the jealousy? To overcome the bitterness? All those spirits that overtake you. Amen. You say, God, my life is not worth anything anymore. I must deal with it. Amen. Now, that means you have to go to God specifically. Not between around the bush. Amen.
Amen.
And they told the man, go and destroy the altar in your father's house. The Bible says he took 17 angels. How many men did he take? 7. And he went and destroyed the altar of Baal by night. You go in the night when the power of the devil is high. Not in the day. Amen. So we need to address certain things with God. And one easy way to do it is by fasting. Say, God, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we are addressing anger. I didn't hear any amen. I am addressing lust. They are praying for Boko Haram. My own prayer is lust first, then Boko Haram. Anger first, then Boko Haram. Let them be praying for Boko Haram, but me, we have a more urgent problem. The Father's house must be made clean. Amen.
Amen.
Say amen now.
Amen.
So, why the others are waving hands at Boko Haram, say, God, you know now, your son needs deliverance. So, my own is Monday. So, you can start tomorrow. That's why I'm saying, calling Monday. You say, this word, you know, when you allow the word, somebody say, to decay in your heart. So that I'm giving you a medical term now.
Hey.
So when you write something, let me teach some when you write something, after writing the thing, you allow it to decay in your mind. That means you leave that thing and put it and go and do that thing. Then when you come back again, when you are reading it, it's not fresh. All the mistakes you wrote, you can see. But if you guys read it, when you stay hot in your mind, so what am I saying? After hearing this word, fast tomorrow. If you allow the thing to decay, this one has gone back to school. No more shouting. Come on, where is there? No shouting. We don't have to shout. You don't have that problem. So why you remember the shouting? Fast the next day. Say amen.
Amen.
The fast the next day. Fast Saturday. No more shouting.
Yes. Amen. Okay, this is the one I want to ask you.
She says there are physical altars in the father's village.
And how do you deal with that one? I thank God for the altars in my father's house. There are many of them. If you go there, I see many of them.
But the altar in my father's house was cut by my great great grandfather. It was their great-great-grandfather that carved the altar. He saw a picture in his mind and he carved it. And when you are born, all the pictures in his mind have also entered your mind.
Yes.
I would rather deal with the one in my church. And then I will follow the one.
So that one is good, but I would rather you concentrate on the one inside first. When you become that one, those ones before you go, one of your brothers will go and knock it away. Amen.
Yeah.
So concentrate on the one in the mind. The images in the mind. Huh? The physical one will follow.
Amen.
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 If God tells you, now go and deal with that one, then you also go.
Yes.
But don't go alone, no. You see, even Gideon, he carried seven people. Say, yeah, come on, let's go.
Amen.
Some of us wake up and say, yes, Isaac has shouted. Let me go and shout. Be very careful. Carry some people, some shouters to go with you. So that they join hands, say we. You say we bind you, not I bind you. That's the difference. Say we bind you. They're looking for we. They don't see the person. They say I. They say where is the man?
Nothing on the Amen. Be careful how you say I. I look up the morning. I bind you. I. The person say who is that man? I. Say my friend come here. But when you say we, they're looking for the man. They don't know who it is.
So we say we bind you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must destroy the altar. So the altars, when you put, let me say, look, there are different types of altars. There is the altar of stone. That means you pour cement, pour water, it dries. The more rain falls on that stone, the harder it becomes. So the habit, you have been feeding the habit for, since you grew up, and you just after Sunday wave hand, it will not go. You need some more work. You need to go and uproot it. So there's more work. Amen.
Amen.
So 3 days fast is good. But if I find that it requires more days of fasting. Somebody say, ah, I was looking at Samson, but when I got born again, everything was finished. Samson. Yeah, he was, God said, that mighty man of valor, you know.
Gideon.
I ended with 70 children. Plus concubine. Is it about you? There was a problem. There was a problem that they didn't address. And it destroyed Abimelech and all of them died. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
So there is an altar that needs to be addressed in the heart, in the mind, and in the soul. Amen. Now, finally,
this is the biggest one. This is the biggest one. The biggest hell. And for sake of being repetitive, we will talk about it. He said, has he had been saying it? I said, yes, we have been saying it. I pray you will listen. So let me write it on this side. This is the winning one. The word of God, what does it do? It converted
Sorry, the Bible has point.
Okay. Has converted the appetite.
Amen.
You want to change the appetite?
Bring another thing and give the appetite. Amen.
The word of God converts what? The appetite. Amen. Can we see it?
Psalm 19, verse 7. The word of the Lord is perfect.
Do what? Converting. Can you highlight that number 7? I'll close with it.
Put it in fine color. Can you make it bigger? That one alone. Okay, others will follow. Alright. So can we read it together? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting my emotions. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise simple. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Okay, sister has something.
Now, keep this symbol on the board as me. That is, I am a soul.
You are soul.
Yes. That is the word of God. Converts my emotion.
My desire.
My desire, my mind. And my will.
Yes.
So what is the difference between the heart that is there, that is me now, and so?
All those ones we are talking about.
Okay. The difference is very clear. Although
I wish you had time, I will show you from scripture.
But you see, the emotion doesn't work alone. The mind also has something to do. Your desire also has something to do. And your emotion has something to do. So, the joining together of all of them is what in English language you call heart.
Okay, so let's look at the scripture, sister. Say if. You know the sister they call if? One of your sisters. What happened to her? She saw. And as she was looking, she started feeling good. She desired it was good to be hand. Because to make one wise. And sister, look now. So she desired it. And
the mind, emotion, and desire commanded
the will. So yeah, my friend, go there. You go there and carry it. Say, I will. The will is the servant. The highest is the mind.
The mind is the big man. It's high up there. Bible say that.
Okay, let's look at Romans 8.
Romans 8. Verse 5.
Now read it very well, sister.
Say, for they that are after what?
Read now, read it.
Flesh. What do they do? They mind the things
of the flesh.
But they that are after the spirit.
What do they do?
They mind the things.
Verse 6.
For to be carnally minded. But to be spiritually minded is
by seven more explanation.
Because the carnal Philistine mind is an enemy of God.
James 4 says, those who will love the world will be what?
Enemies of God. Alright? For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither
indeed can be.
Therefore, conclusion. They that are in the flesh, whose mind is in the valley,
Okay, so mind is the thing.
Now, where does the word of God work? The word of God works here, sister. This is the word. So that's where you bring the change. It's the mind.
Amen.
Amen.
When you begin to read the mind, your mind begins to rise.
Read the word.
The word. Huh? If you like, read it like daily times. Start like daily times. Read it, just read. Bible says, blessed are they that I read the word. There's a blessing coming to you as you read it, read it. Amen. The Bible says, the letter killeth, I agree, but I'm going to read it. Amen. Because there's a blessing to those who read. From the natural, I will enter the spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
So, you are bringing in the word. That word that is coming, sister, will begin to change their emotion. The life that comes will begin to change their design. That life will begin to change this man, and he also becomes changed.
Amen. So you begin to see that you begin to love the word of God. Amen. He says, I found thy word, and it was to my taste sweet as honey. Amen. In other words, the emotion is changing. The desire is changing. The will is changing. And you say, little by little, it's changing me.
Amen.
Say amen, huh?
Amen.
Today is a day of change.
Amen.
Every day I wake up, I'm going to change today.
Amen.
I wake up tomorrow, that's the altar, I break you down. Tomorrow, amen. The following day, altar, I break you down. Amen. Every day you are jumping, and you are jumping on top of the altar. Out of time, the devil surrounds us. Amen. That is the way to bring the change. By little, he will drive away. It's not going to be all at a go. Amen. So, the principle is, as you begin to bring in the word, that word will begin to work a change. Okay? And you begin to see that an appetite for the things of God begins to develop. You are more at peace with the presence of God. You have more capacity. Alright? For the things of God. Yes. Okay. She still, her heart is still of God.
It's like you did not get what I mean.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not the same thing as the soul. Okay.
Okay, is that your question?
Yes, is it the same thing?
No.
So, that symbol there now is the man. That came, the desire and all those things. The wind, that is the soul of the man. But now, in that end, that center, instead of the soul, you put the heart. So that's what I want to know. Because in my book, in the past lessons, I have it to be the soul.
Okay.
As a man, okay. But now it is the heart. So I want to know if the heart is the same thing as the soul.
Okay, let's ask you: is the emotion the same thing as the soul? The emotion is part of the component of the soul.
So everything here you're looking at is the soul. Everything here, sister, everything is the soul, right? But these are the four dimensions.
So we're saying that the heart is the working together of all the component parts. In other words, it's a deeper dimension of the soul. Okay, so sorry, I didn't get. Okay, so it's part of the soul. It's the core of it. It's the room. Amen. The mind is there. Emotion is there. Everything is there. All right. But the thing is, this soul is not in isolation.
Your soul is linked to your spirit, and your spirit is linked to the spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen.
So that heart you are looking at is a spiritual thing. Alright? Because the closest part of you that is in the spirit is the spiritual realm of your mind, of your soul. Alright? And it is linked to your spirit, which is linked to the spirit of God. So Ezekiel 1 says, the will within the will. Okay, but let's not distract us. We can look at it some other time. But the further thing is that
I brought it to show how we can see the relationship and the way we can bring about the change. That there are thrones. There's also a dream here in your heart.
And Jesus wants to be installed as the ruler of the heart. Amen. Brofus.
Pastor, I actually wanted to let you go, but what I wanted to bring up is according to what you said, we speak to the altar. You know, I desecrate you, I cancel you, and, you know, to the ordinary mind, it just goes like that. But it is not, it should not be that way. It should be by resisting your desires, your everyday life, how things come to you. You are not taking a decision that I will not go this way again. And you continuously resist your emotions. That's the area I want to bring, not just by making it pronouncement, because some of us might understand it that way and just make the pronunciation and the lifestyle is the same. It will not work.
Amen. The Bible says faith without works. Yeah. So, and that's the problem with the faith movement. You speak, but there has to be a life. So he's emphasizing the aspect of being a doer of the word. So, yes, confession is important. But if you stop at confession and there is no work, problem comes. But if you walk and you don't confess, problem also comes. So you must confess and you must walk. Amen. Yeah, the problem with walking is that sometimes we want to give our power. Then you must differentiate soul power, soul will, from the power of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, the power of the Spirit is given to you because remember, it says Christ in you. This picture is not complete because of time. If you complete the picture, you will find that Christ is here. Christ in you is the hope of glory. So it's not just your soul and your mind empty, but there is another power now that has entered your soul. Amen.
Amen.
And every day that power is coming. It's coming. And it's a spirit of adoption. You know, there's a power in adoption. It comes to adopt you, to bring you to what?
Of the Christ before.
Christ informed in you. So there is a traveling that you have to do, that Christ informed within you.
Amen. So what that means is that Christ comes into your soul, but it wants to conquer your emotion. It wants to conquer your will. It wants to conquer. Amen. It's a spirit of adoption. It's expanding to bring every part of you under Christ. Amen. Now, that is different from self-will. Amen. Paul says, I can do all things, what? Through Christ. That strengthens me. Now, some of us are, it comes to a point of discouragement, because I say, from today, I'm not going to watch that program again. Brother, it's more than that. Because there's a spirit involved in the program. Amen. So you will make a decision, I will not. You bring it as an offering. And if you are spiritually wise, you will now go to God and say, God, can you give me the strength to back up my decision?
Amen.
Amen. That is how to walk by the Spirit. Because God will not support you, because when you say, after all, it's not by will or by power. If you say, by my will power, I will overcome. Amen. So you must come to God. God, you know that if you leave me alone, I don't even want to go anywhere. I'm happy where I am. But I believe you can help me to overcome. God will come to you. So therefore, your willpower, your energy is not in the thing. It is now the strengthening of the Spirit of Christ within you. Many of us forget that
Christ is within our soul. Say amen.
Amen.
There's a spirit of Christ that can strengthen my mind.
Amen.
You wake up on the morning, they say 100 people have died in my faith. God said, go to my faith. You need the strength in that mind to enter my faith. Amen.
Amen.
And you must learn how to draw energy from the Christ in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you come for fellowship, the Christ in you will be drawing life from the ones around. That's how we come to fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Deep calls what?
Yes.
If you say, I told man, by the word, by the Spirit, like today, the Spirit is saying, I should not go. Be very careful, though. Stay there, don't knock on your head. You better enter mode and go to fellowship. So you will hear all that voice, you know, there will be crying, there will be a ministering. Eh? You will get some watering. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
Don't just stay in your house and say, no, yeah, I can't. I want to do fellowship alone. Fellowship alone, man. You need to come and sit down. Let somebody light you. If two work together, they will have heat. You know what you say? Iron sharpens what?
Iron.
That's why we're here. Amen. And at the end of the day, your iron is sharper to go and fight the devil. Amen.
Amen.
So this picture is very important. This is just the foundation of it. There are other things that are there. But you need to know that within you, there is Christ in you. The hope of God. And that Christ grows from dimension to dimension. Amen. The fullest dimension is the dimension of sonship. Hallelujah. We shall talk about that one. Someone last time. Amen. Any more questions before we close? Okay, there are two. So can we start one and then we'll come to Brazil? Brother Joshua.
Okay, Brazil, you also had a question.
No. I wanted to ask, as you are speaking, you are speaking about about Christ in the midst of the soul.
Yeah.
The issue of the Hebrew children. And he being in the midst of them brought a lot of strength for them to be able to overcome.
Amen. And as he spoke, sorry, just pardon me a bit. Look at Galatians 5. He said, they that are Christ are what? Crucified. That's strength. You have strength in you. Tell yourself, there is strength in me.
Amen.
Amen. I went somewhere, they were telling me, believe in yourself. If you believe, be careful, you're not in the following manner. They are believing in the Christ. There's a strength. God is in you. Amen.
Amen.
You have the Spirit of God in you. That Spirit is better than the Spirit in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Greater is He that is in us than what?
Amen.
He.
Oh, yes.
Amen. That's what we mean. You have the Spirit of Christ.
If you're a student, you're not an ordinary student. Are you hearing me? You're not an ordinary student. Others don't have Christ. You have Christ. They'll be giving you a expo. Say, Lord, what is the answer? And you say, it's not one. Are you right?
Amen.
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 Okay, 5:24. Look at it. And they that what?
Christ.
That are Christ. How what?
Amen.
Crucified. The flesh was with what?
Affection.
Read it very well. With what? Affections. Is that not what we're talking about?
Yes.
These passions. Let me tell you, they are the giants. Eh? The giants. There are two of them, Simon and Og. Og means desire. Simon means temper. God is saying, these giants, we can crucify them.
Amen.
You must believe it.
Amen.
The anger from your father, the top one, the top ten. One day to sit down.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
When they talk, the man is rising and say, my friend, sit down. He said, oh yes, sir, I sit down. Amen.
Amen.
It's by another power that is within.
Amen.
And that power in you, Christ, can grow. You understand? From glory to
glory.
Amen.
Amen.
You can increase the Christ in you. Hallelujah. Bro, Joshua.
Actually, we have thanks that some question because in Romans it said, being not conformed, be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
That's right.
And you cannot use any natural principle to renew your mind. So the Holy Spirit is the one that comes
is that mind, which is the key of the soul.
Amen.
And the four parts of it, plus your spirit, makes the heart. Because the Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart.
Amen.
So the heart is given to love God.
Amen.
And he knows that he wants that heart. So now, the practical approach is, how do I overcome this anger that is in me? So I have to be very honest with God and say, Lord, I have this. And sometimes it's from the ancestry. Because you don't know God by it. So now I'm praying to God and say, Lord, let this mind be renewed by me, Christ. And that Christ is in me. He said, the Lord is that spirit. For where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. He said, the Lord is that spirit. Now that spirit is the one that is regenerating my spirit and born again. And I begin to move into my soul. My soul will grow, and then it will submit to it because I have been able to yield to it. So the two spirits now being open. I believe that that is what the sister was asking that question. Because without dealing with the mind, we cannot move to the emotion. Because the mind is a stronger one.
Yes. Amen. Okay, so it's something that we will go over and God will help us. Yes? Brother Urias, then, brother.
Yes, sir.
We'll close.
It has to do with what we're looking at, making the confessions and actually living the life. I just want to share a brother's testimony. I was in the fellowship with a brother. That's one to one fellowship with a brother recently. And he shared a testimony with me. He used to be a strong man, a fighter. And he was in a location where the family was gathered. And everybody in the family had broken. And he said, if somebody came threatening him, you know, and challenging him, and he feel that whole thing jumping. He was about to get up and fight, but he said, he got up and he had to shout, Jesus! This will not happen! This will not happen! Jesus, this will not happen! And everybody was looking at him. And that's how he got in. So the confession is there. We should not just speak in our mouths. That should be just lie back and say, well, God is telling you that we'll never know, and then we get into it. So our confession should be a battle cry.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And just to add for what we have said, in response to how we can receive our deliverance or how we can overcome when we are very much overwhelmed with some of the appetites and struggles of the world, the first point really is to acknowledge. Really, we have to come to the point where we need to acknowledge our state. And that is the beginning. And the next thing from the scripture, I will just read from James chapter 4, verse 7. We submit ourselves to God first before we can resist the devil. You cannot resist the enemy if you don't first of all submit yourself to God. Praise
God. Amen. So to conclude, the greatest weapon of the devil is shame.
You want to say it? Shame.
Is the greatest weapon of the devil. How can Brother Samson have problem? Brother Samson has problem.
Amen. Amen. Say, God, I have a problem here.
Americans will say, I have a problem here. They say, God, I have a problem here. So will you be an American for 1 second and say, I have a problem here?
Amen.
The next step is to say, God, I am protecting my lifestyle.
Nobody drinks the new wine and says, the old, go away quickly.
There is something in us that holds onto the lifestyle. Amen.
Amen.
That is the part we are going to bring to them. Say, God,
that lifestyle, that all, I give it to you.
Amen. I want you to work on my emotions to release it. Take it. Amen. Give me a new one. Can we bow our heads to pray? Give me a new one. I want a new lifestyle of a priest. Not a priest of pleasure, but a priest of the Most High, Son of God. I want the pleasures in your presence. See, there are pleasures forevermore. I don't want the pleasure of the world. Entertainment. The entertainment that is for the eyes. It's for my eyes. I don't need that energy. I want that energy that comes from God. That strength. The excitement that comes from the visions of God. I want to hear the trumpets of God. The voice of my Father. Let's pray for ourselves. The scripture spoke of the garment, say the righteousness of the saint. A garment spotted from the flesh. A garment washed. The Bible says the priest must wear linen breeches. The garments must first be on the skin, on the loins. The place of bringing life. For some of us, it is defined. In our mind, in our testimony, in our history, there is a defiling. We say, speak you comfortably to Zion, that her sins are forgiven. Today, there is an oil for healing of the inward parts, the garments. Inward garments. There's clean water being sprinkled. There is a fountain opened up to cleanse the garments, to cleanse the skirts, blood to wash the garments. He spoke of the high priest. Said the devil stood on his right hand to resist him. Samson, they remove his eyes. Some of us, our eyes have been removed. Our head shaved. But there is a place of restoration. Where the hair will begin to grow again. Where the eyes will be restored. Where we can wear that linen breech. Where we can begin to wear the effort again. We can begin to bring offerings, true offerings. Offerings in righteousness. Let's come to the blood. For it's the blood that atones for the soul. We seek to the blood. We know it was the blood. We began from the blood. We must come to the blood. We must continue in the blood and overcome in the blood. Lord, we speak to the blood for cleansing. The defilements in the regions of our mind, of our emotions, the defilements have come from ancestry, from our mothers, from our fathers, from our experience, the things we have seen, the things we have heard, the things that have been translated. We see your judgment upon the sins of our fathers, the sins of the land, our own iniquity. We see the sun, we see the plague, we see the famine, we see the pestilence, we see the judgments running in the land. I will come by the blood. We'll come by the blood. We'll come to sprinkle the blood. We ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness. We ask for cleansing. We ask for conversion of the soul. Lord, we ask for this entanglement of our emotions to cut it. Bring your scissors and cut it. Cut the umbilical cord. Says the servant of the Lord must not strive. We see strife. We dwell in strife. We are a people of strife. Our language is strife. Our talk is strife. Our mannerism is strife. We get energy from quarrel.
Our language, even the tongue, is strife. We desire peace in what we speak in this world. So we are the people that have dwelt with darkness. The unclean tongue. God cleanse our tongue, God. Bring kindness to our tongue. Let our speech be seasoned with salt. Husband to wife, wife to husband. Parents to children, children to parents. Where people of strife. Have mercy, O God. You see, pride has marred our character, our lineage. We are proud in our dressing, proud in our possessions, proud in our thinking, proud. We see divisions, brother from brother. We ask for mercy, O God. We ask for the blood, the cleansing of the blood. You see our hand, we have mother, brother in our hand. We have shed innocent blood. We ask for mercy, Lord. We ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness. We ask for cleansing. Lord, you see the spirit of greed, of gluttony, the uncleanness. You see the excess. We bring the fat, oh God. We bring the inward. You see, the man said, let's have our fill of love until the morning. You see how we have entangled with this strange woman. We ask for cleansing, O God. We ask for forgiveness. My God. So far we have gone down and see how we did it into hell. Say, many mighty have been slain. Lord, we have been slain. We have been, our feet have been change. We ask for deliverance today, God. Let there be an earthquake that will break the struts, that will break the locks in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said they threw the head of Saul into the heart of Ashdod. Our mind has been swallowed up. We ask for the recovery of the mind. We ask for a change of appetite. A compassion. Of our energy, of our strength. That which will give our life.
We ask for your mercy today, O God. Let the entrance of this world bring light, bring deliverance, bring strength.
Let it strengthen our will to obey you. Let it strengthen our will to stand up upright.
Strength in the inward man to obey you, O God, to run after you. Not my will, but thine. Thy will, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, O God. We receive the mind of Christ. We come to put on that mind of Christ. We come to put on the emotions of Christ, the desires of Christ. Lord, we ask for understanding of this word. Bless us with the understanding of this word. Not the letter it kills, but Lord, bring the spirit of this word to us. For you are the living one. We ask, Lord, that you, who are the living one, be made flesh. Let this world be made experiential to us. We don't want to just hear it. We want to walk in it. Bind our feet. We'll cut upon the altar that we will walk in this way. All around us will walk in this way. Our children will walk in this way. Our offspring shall walk in this way. In the name of the Lord. It is a highway of holiness. Wayfarers will walk therein. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall come. An everlasting joy shall be upon our face. Lord, we come, O God, for a new walk, a new dimension with you. That the past will be gone. And you bring us to a new work, a new place. That will not just walk and be about the end, but will be like a people that are poised to overcome. Open our eyes to discern the enemy. Open our ears to hear. Grant us the ability to be
to be aware of your presence with us. That you are always with us. So you will never leave us or forget us. If you want to the valley of the shadow of death, you will be there with us. We will see grace to partake of these things that you have done in the presence of our enemies. We just glorify you. Thank you for the visitation of today. All the things that you have brought, that you be the beginning of strength.
Amen.
It will be the beginning of overcoming. Amen. It will be the beginning of casting off the yoke of the Midianites.
Amen.
Of the Philistines.
Amen.
That strength will return again.
Amen.
We just bless you. We glorify you, God. Cause us to get this word again.
Amen.
And make it clear. That you may run that rhythm. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen.